Blog Talk Radio.
Back at it again, another edition of the All Access NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. I am your host, Rick Saratelli. You know how we do it, bringing you the names you need to know first here on the All Access Show. And today we have Illinois State defensive lineman Colton Underwood joining us on the show. We welcome him in right now on the hotline. How you doing today, Colton?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Doing well, doing well. And a lot to dive into here. We are in the draft process this year, a little bit longer than usual, 5 months still to go, give or take, with the draft being pushed back into May. Now, I know you are up at St. Vincent's Performance, getting ready for your pro day workout and getting ready to flash scouts your talents. Take us through your workout regimen, Colton, and what you're doing right now to get ready for that.
You know, working on the 40 and, you know, all the running events that take place on a pro day or at the combine. You know, that's key for me right now. Just working on my form and stretching up here. You know, the people that I work with day in and day out, it's a great atmosphere up here.
All right, very good. And now how about, you know, your weight right now? We have you listed at about 6'3", 255 pounds. Where do you see yourself playing at the next level? You played a little 3-4 at Illinois State. What kind of scheme do you think your skill set suits at the next level, and what's your ideal playing weight?
You know, this past season as a senior, I played a little heavier. I was playing at about 265 throughout the year. And for me, that was probably at my cap, a little too heavy in my eyes. So, you know, I'm back down to 255, what I played at as a junior. And, you know, the biggest thing for me right now is I'm working on my drops and working more outside linebacker. And, you know, I'm still working my hands, working my pass rush off the edge as a defensive end as well, because you never know what scheme you're gonna be getting into. Or what team you're going to go to. So, you know, right now I'm working on both outside linebacker and defensive end.
All right, very good. And you mentioned your junior season playing at 255. You had 10.5 sacks, 19.5 tackles for a loss. This past year, 12 tackles for a loss, 66 total tackles, 3 sacks, 5 breakups, 2 forced fumbles. We're talking to Colton Underwood, Illinois State University, here on the All Access Show. Colton, you know, take us through your game. What's something, you know, an area of your game that you were working on trying to improve coming into your senior season in terms of your personal play?
You know, it was just the consistency. You know, obviously I had a lot of success in my junior season, but, you know, I still felt that I left some plays out there in my junior season. And you know, that was one thing is, you know, preparing for each game and breaking the film down and, you know, truly becoming a professional of the game my senior season. You know, first in and the last out, watching film, taking notes, really studying my opponent, whereas my junior year, you know, I'm not saying I didn't do that, but I focused more on that and focused more on being a professional about everything that I did off the field as well.
And you talk about that preparation. Now, you played with Nate Palmer last year. Green Bay Packers fans will know who he is, the sixth-round pick that winded up playing a key role on the team this year. Have you picked Nate's brain at all? Have you gotten an idea of, you know, what to expect throughout this whole draft process in terms of your preparation, and how often do you chat with him if you do talk to Nate?
Definitely. You know, I talked to Nate actually about 2 weeks ago, too. He wanted to know where I was at right now, and you know, that was one of the first things after he got drafted and went and had his workouts and he came back. That was one of the first things I linked up with him, you know, and I went over what he did actually in his camp and what they were working on. And, you know, I worked out with him. I was on the field, you know, it was very hands-on, me and him working together because, you know, I could see myself sort of playing the same outside linebacker type position that he's playing right now. You know, and I'm not saying I'm limited to that, but I definitely feel like, given the opportunity, I feel like I could play outside linebacker as well as defensive end.
2013 first team All-America selection, Buck Buchanan Award finalist Colton Underwood joining us on the All Access Show. Colton, we talked a little bit about some of your games, something that you worked on trying to get better at. What about if the NFL scout were to ask you your biggest strength? What do you consider to be your biggest strength?
Definitely my motor. Just not giving up on any play, whether it be a sweep the opposite direction or, you know, just a quick screen pass in the opposite direction. You know, that's the biggest thing for me is I always run to the ball, and I try to beat everybody to the ball on my own team. You know, it's a competition for me within my team. It's a healthy competition of who can make that tackle first, and that's the biggest thing in every game, no matter how tired you are or how tired I am. I'm going to run to that ball every single time because you never know what could happen in a football game.
Yeah, I mean, you're one of those guys, you mentioned the motor, you know, coaches have praised your play in terms of the intensity and just playing every play all out, it seems like, till the whistle blows. You know, where do you get that mentality from? Is that something that you've played with throughout your whole career?
You know, it was something I picked up later in my high school years. I'm not saying I was lazy at the beginning, but, you know, I think it was definitely a mentality that got set. You know, I might have been overlooked a little bit in the recruiting, and it sort of lit a fire my freshman year, and I couldn't have been happier with my choice to go to Illinois State. But just playing with that edge and playing with that passion, just showing people, you know, that I'm a football player and I'm out there to make plays and playing with that fire every single down.
Let's go back to the draft preparation process because you haven't played an actual football game in about a month and a half. So it's going to be quite some time until you get to put some pads on again, which will probably be a relief for you because you'll be through with trying to run faster, jump higher. You know, are there any specific goals? Because I know you're not really working on watching film or improving your football skill set per se, but more your measurables. Is there any combine drill or technique that you want to get better at specifically, and what are you doing to try to get better at that?
You know, I mean, I'm still watching a little film here and there too, just to, so I don't get completely out of football mode because, you know, definitely that's my focus for the future. So, you know, I'm still watching some of that, and I'm still working my football drills as well as combine and footwork drills. And for me, the biggest thing is just going to show scouts and show teams that, you know, I could run and I could move. And so I've been working with the bags and I've been working on my drops and, you know, even catching the ball. You know, I've been working with some receivers as well. You know, just any extra rep that I could get in, I'm going to get in.
All right. There you have it. Colton Underwood, Illinois State University, defensive end, outside linebacker, looking to make an impact at the next level like his teammate Nate Palmer did this past season. We're going to have a little bit of fun before we let you go, Colton, something we call the two-minute drill here. I'm just going to throw out a phrase or a question, and the first person or place that comes into your mind, just rattle it off to me. And I know you're up at St. Vincent's performance in Indianapolis. I know you got a big group of players out there. So tell me, who's the funniest player out there working out with you guys?
Definitely Zerlon Tipton, the running back out of Central Michigan.
Okay, Zerlon, all right. How about, I'm going to have all you guys on, so I'm going to have a little bit of fun with this. How about the best nickname out there? Anybody have a funny nickname?
Ah, that's a tough one because, you know, we've only been together for about 2 weeks, so I don't think anybody's really broken out a nickname yet, but I'm sure by the end of this we'll have one for everybody.
I guarantee you by the end of it, Colton, somebody will have a funny nickname.
Yeah.
How about the biggest pretty boy amongst the group? Is there a guy that's just like one of those pretty boy types?
Man, I might have to give that one to myself right now. It's pretty sad to admit that, but I think out of everybody, I might have to give that to myself.
All right. There you go. Colton giving the award to himself. How about, Colton, if you could take one female celebrity out on a date, who would you take out?
Jennifer Aniston, without a doubt.
Wow, a lot of Jennifer Aniston. Continuing the trend from last year. I don't know. You young kids like the older cougar types. I don't know. Jennifer Aniston,
did it for
though.
Me.
Yeah, she gets a lot of love here on the All Access show. all right, how about if you could visit one place in the world, where would you want to go?
I'd say Rome.
Nice. Good choice. How about if you were to have the final supper, you can only prepare one meal for your last supper, what would you want on your plate?
Sushi. All types and varieties sushi.
Really? They got sushi out in Illinois, huh?
Yeah. I don't know
just
how good
joke,
it is.
I
need to go to one of the coasts and try it out there.
Yeah, definitely come over to the East Coast in New York. You'll have all kinds of good sushi over there.
Yeah.
Two more for you. How about if you could have one superpower, or so one superhero power, what superhero power would you have?
I would go with flying, your prototypical answer.
Yeah, you can't get hurt with that. And last one for you before we let you go, how about a Super Bowl winner? We got a big weekend in the NFL playoffs coming up this weekend, Colton. You got any Super Bowl predictions for us? Who's going to take the trophy?
You know, I was born in Indianapolis, actually here at St. Vincent, and I grew up watching Peyton Manning. So I'm going to go with the Denver Broncos to finish it off.
All right. There you have it. That's Colton Underwood here joining us on the All Access Show. We will be tracking his path to the draft leading up the next couple months or so. So, Colton, appreciate you taking some time out of your schedule. Please do keep us updated with anything along the way, and hopefully we'll have you on again before the draft.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
All right. There you have it. Colton Underwood, Illinois State University, pass rushing, first team All-America selection, and Buck Buchanan Award finalist here on the All Access Show. I was your host, Rick Saratella. Special shout out to Abby Grass over at US Sports Advisors, and thank you to St. Vincent's Performance. You can check them out, definingsports.com, www.definingsports.com. Of course, you can check us out over at the NFLDraftBible.com and on Twitter at NFLDraftBible. We got Zane Fakes coming up next right here in about 2 minutes or so, Ball State University. You know, I forgot to ask Colton about Zane. They played the first game of the season, so we'll have to check in with Zane and see what he has to say about that. Colton giving himself the biggest pretty boy award. We're going to have to ask the Goldilocks man himself, Zane Fakes, coming up next in about 2 minutes. Check us out on Twitter at NFL Draft Bible for that link. Coming up next, I was your host, Rick Saratella. Catch you in a few.